Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to our amazing travel secretary, Ann Sayer. She's always fun. She's always informative. Here's this week's conversation with Julia Fellow, me, and Ann Sayers. You're simply
the best. Yes, she is our rock star travel secretary. She is Ann Sayers. Hello, Ann.
Hello, how are you?
Excellent. It's so good to have you on the show this afternoon. I love this topic, dining icons. We've got so many in Wisconsin, don't we?
So many. So many family-run restaurants that are serving up more than meals. It's a whole experience. I can't wait to talk about it with you.
Including, Anna, fourth-generation supper club in Rice Lake.
Yes, fourth generation. So you can make the trip to Rice Lake to discover this endearing legacy of a family-run supper club. It's called Layman's. Layman's Supper Club is an icon in the region. It was established in 1934 by Paul Layman and his sons. And today the legacy continues with the fourth generation now. Settle into the supper club for a quintessential dining experience. The lunch menu is appetizing salads, burgers, and sandwiches. And then during the dining hours, Layman's Supper Club specializes in a selection of steaks that are hand-cut, and then you can pair it with a baked potato, and my very favorite part, their signature cheese sauce.
Ooh, that sounds really good. That's yummy.
That sounds really good. And then while you're in Rice Lake, you can extend your stay to be at the Courier's Lakeview Lodge. It's a year-round resort. It sits on a peaceful peninsula that juts into Rice Lake. And as the name implies, every room treats guests to a lake view, and it's full of warm, cabin-like character.
And the next one is my favorite place. I'm not exaggerating. It's in the Kettle Moraine. It's the Fox and Hounds. This is such a special place, Anne.
It is so cool. So you have to travel to Washington County to discover a restaurant with roots that are more than 180 years old. It's called the Fox and Hounds Restaurant and Tavern. It's nestled into those rolling hills of the Northern Kettle Moraine. Like you said, John, it's so cool. The first clerk of Washington County built a one-room cabin there in 1845, and then the cabin was expanded through the decades, transformed into a hunting lodge, and eventually became this restaurant. So today, Fox and Hounds is defined by old-world ambiance, rustic charm, handcrafted detail. Each dining room is full of unique character and history. You're going to savor meals just as comfortable as the setting. Entrees like specialty pastas, fish, seafood dishes, and popular daily specials. And then, I mean, you're right there. So you've got to add a stop to Holy Hill for sweeping views of the Washington County countryside. It's the neo-Romanesque church. It was built on the hilltop 100 years ago. And starting in May, that scenic tower will reopen for seasonal tours. It's 178 stairs, but once you're up there, it's a panoramic view of the beautiful forest around it.
John, I know you're really close with the owners. What's the family like?
Oh, they're fantastic. I mean, Ann, Julia, this is a family-run business. It's cool. They care more. Happy employees. It's a beautiful, special place for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love to hear that. And Ann, there's fine dining and a family-owned establishment in De Pere.
Yeah, so Green Bay area is a restaurant that has stood the test of time. It's the Union Hotel and Restaurant. It was named in honor of then recently victorious Northern Army in the Civil War. It predates the Packers, survived through Prohibition, and persevered through the Great Depression. Pretty amazing. Today, it's operated by the fifth generation of the current owners. Located in De Pere, the Union Hotel is a fine dining destination steeped in those supper club traditions. The restaurant is an establishment that actually each December, they receive hundreds of thousands of calls.
Whoa.
trying to reserve one of the coveted tables for it's a popular caroling experience. So put that on your list.
Yeah.
Can you get us in there, Ann?
Yeah, Ann, you're connected.
Can you get me in there?
What are the dishes like at the Union?
Oh, they're so good. So there is baked Atlantic salmon served with a dill sauce or cremini mushroom ravioli. That's in a pesto cream sauce with caramelized apples. So much more. And then you're going to be right there so you could stay a night at the Lodge Kohler in Green Bay. It's just 100 yards from Lambeau Field. It's a hotel like no other. Relax after your meal in the sumptuous guest rooms or take in a treatment at their renowned spa and end your day sipping craft cocktails on the rooftop with views of Lambeau.
And you're always so much fun.
Thanks
for making time for us.
Thank you for having me.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. She has the absolute coolest job. I mean, it's an amazing job. I want to be Ann Sayers someday. It's such a cool job. If you'd like more information on everything that Ann talked to, let's reiterate this again. The website is travelwisconsin.com. It's a great website, travelwisconsin.com. More information on this show, it's really easy. It's WTMJ.com. Enjoy the rest of your great Wisconsin weekend. We'll do it all again next week.
Want to watch all your favorite WTMJ shows? Check out the WTMJ YouTube channel. Live streams of all your favorite WTMJ shows. From Wisconsin's morning news to what's on tap. Subscribe to 620 WTMJ.